So 2 weeks ago, 2 weekends ago, a lot of the youth from our church with some of the students and other leaders from this church, we went to Newark Showground and we went to something called Dreaming the Impossible, which we call DTI. And basically, it's a National Vineyard thing. It's youth from all over the country and as far up as Scotland. They come right down and we meet together and we learn about Jesus. We have amazing worship times and people become healed. People get to meet Jesus for the first time and make commitments. And it's just, for me, it's one of the highlights of my year, if I'm honest. I absolutely love going. I obviously go to serve because I'm not actually young enough to go anymore, but I go and serve and I just absolutely love it. It's amazing to like hang out with our youth and just watching, like, as a leader, like, there's quite a few leaders stood at the back, and when they go up to commit their lives to Jesus, we're all in tears. Like, you just can't hold it back. And the sound of the applause, I'm like, that's a fraction of the applause that's being held in heaven when one person becomes a Christian. And when there's a whole load of them, it must be definitely, they must have to wear earplugs in heaven because it must be so loud. It's absolutely amazing. But I've got a couple of people. I just want to ask them some questions about how DTI was for them. So we've got Miles. Do you want to come up, Miles? And we've got Elsie. Do you want to come up? Do you want to give them a round of applause? So come and stand up next to me because I'm super tall, not so I have to stand on the top step. So this is the lovely Miles, and this was his first DTI. So what did you enjoy most about DTI?
I enjoy the activities. There was the wipeout football. There was inflatables, and there was Nerf Wars.
Yeah, and if you're walking across campsite, you sometimes got hit by stuff, whether that be paint or Nerf things or what have you. But it's great fun, generally. So, what did you enjoy about the meetings?
I enjoy them because they were reflectable and it was mostly knowing God, mostly.
That's great. Yeah, it gives you that space to kind of reconnect with God. So when you're really busy at school, with work, and you don't have time in your day-to-day life, just having that chance to stop and to have that space to reconnect with God. And what happened that was special for you, Miles, at DTI?
Well, I went up and I was prayed for because I had asthma and I wanted it to stop because it was getting bad. So I stood up and people prayed for me, and the next day when I was running around, I didn't need my inhaler.
How amazing is that? We get a round of applause for that? That is great. And what was the other special thing that happened, Miles?
Well, I didn't used to go to church a lot, but I did know God, but I wanted him. What I wanted myself and God to have a strong relationship with each other.
So Miles went up to the front to respond to that. How amazing is that? So Miles was saying, God, I want a better relationship with you. I want to know you more in that opportunity that he was given at DTI. That's amazing, Miles. Thank you. You can sit down if you want to. That's why we do it. That's absolutely why we do it. So Elsie came. So this year, for the first time, Leeds was running the cafe area for the youth and for the leaders. And Elsie was one of my amazing helpers on that. So what did you enjoy about DTI generally?
I found, just like amidst a really busy life and being quite tired, it was so nice just to get away from that, to spend time with friends who I hadn't seen properly in a while, and just to get to know some of the youth and with God. There's a lot of opportunity for that in space.
And God, did God talk to you about anything in particular while you were there?
I think one of the things God was saying to me was respond to my prompts. I feel like I get these thoughts and just little words from God all the time. And he was saying, like, act on them. Don't just receive them. So just, like, being prompted to just go and pray for certain people or just have conversations with certain people and bring things up. Just responding to that and, yeah.
That's great. And what did you enjoy? Obviously, you massively enjoyed it. What did you enjoy about serving on the cafe team?
Oh, it was so much fun. So I think it was a really good team. Like, it was nice to get to know people and just have chats during it. Everyone was just so full of joy, and we had a lot of energy for the fact that we weren't sleeping very well in our tents, most of us. But yeah, it was so nice. Just I remember thinking, like, why do we need this many people for a cafe? But we really did. Like, there were so many, like, really hungry and really thirsty youths. And it was just, yeah, it was really busy, but it was just such a joy to be able to be a part of that. Yeah.
Thank you. So next year, youth, if you didn't go this year, I know it's a whole year away, but start thinking about it and thinking about inviting your friends. And also, potentially, if we were asked to do this cafe again, if any of you might like to come and serve on the team, because honestly, it was so much fun. Yes, it's tiring, but honestly, there's sugar there to keep you going, so it really doesn't matter. And like when the kids go into the meetings, we're all kind of like jumping about. So the team was amazing. It's a great way to get to know people that maybe you didn't know in the church. So maybe just sort of start to think about that if we were asked to do that for next year.